земля, там жде люба моя. Жде ночами не спить, а вже місяць горить. Знай, шляхи повертаються, де серцю чекається, де серцю кохається. Жди мене, зачекай. Алла Україні, щастя моє, там живе дівчина, вона мене зве. Алла Україні, щастя моє, там живе дівчина, вона мене зве. Ясну, жде світ теплу весну, жди і я повернусь, до землі прихилюсь. Знай, шляхи повертаються, де серцю чекається, де серцю кохається. Мені у своїх почуттях, у зорі на очах. А на Україні щастя моє, там живе дівчина, вона мене зве. А на Україні щастя моє, там живе дівчина, вона мене зве. А на Україні щастя моє, там живе.
Andriy Knyaz with Anna Ukraini in Ukraine. And there is much going on, or there has been much going on in Ukraine, it being Independence Day, August 24th, the 23rd anniversary of Ukrainian independence. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. При мікрофоні Павліна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. I'm Павліна, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a great program lined up for you. We've got a recipe with Judy Hrinenko, and this is a wonderful little memoir set in Ukraine. As well, we've got a Rushnichuk story for you, and that is very nice, again, rooted in history, and that is the story of Anna Yaroslavna, the Ukrainian queen who helped to civilize Europe way back about a millennia or so ago. As well, we'll have Ukrainian Jewish heritage and a story about a Jewish sharpshooter who fought for Ukrainian independence about a century or so ago. Vasyl Pavlovsky will join us with another little blast from the past, one of his cultural capsules, about the internment of Ukrainians during World War I here in Canada. So stay tuned for all of that. We'll also have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music, much of it about Ukrainian independence and sovereignty. And up next is the Berenik Quartet and Nash Kra, our homeland.
Країн багато, що ми знаємо, та одні лише шану даємо. Україну любим, величаєм, бо на день і прожити нам дано. Господи, благослови наш край, жить, любити, вірити, навчай. Діти, ми твої, молимось тобі, ти в проханні нам не відкажи. В Україні нашій ми зростаєм, в Україні нині живемо, з нею ділим радощі й печалі. Боремось за правду, за добро. Господи, благослови наш край, жить, любити, вірити, навчай. Діти, ми твої, молимось тобі, ти в проханні нам не відкажи. Ми сини і дочки, на святу роботу всі підем, у міста, у села, у куточки. Боже слово людям донесе. Господи, благослови наш край, любити, вірити, навчай. Діти, ми твої, молимось тобі, ти в проханні нам не відкажи. Господи, благослови наш край, жити, любити, вірити, навчай.
Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for the past 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing artists and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holos listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com. And that was the Lemco Bluegrass Band from Lviv with a song that doesn't sound too bluegrassy, at least not traditionally North American style bluegrass that we're familiar with. Nonetheless, they are the Lemco Bluegrass Band, and that song was Dunai. And up next is a band called Dunai. They hail from Toronto, Ontario. And here they are now with another Danube-themed song. This is a very recent recording of theirs. It is called Zadunayim, Beyond the Danube River.
Zadunajem, Zadunajem, tam muzika hrala. A ja sobi čornjavoho lopca spodobala. Zapletu ja v gosu stričku, brove pilmaju. Može toho mi količka jakoj spričaruju.
Now, Ukrainian food flair with Judy Hrnenko.
Cabbage. You either love it or you hate it. It comes in several varieties. Of course, we Ukrainians love every variety, especially when it comes to making our favorite holubchi, or for our English listeners, cabbage rolls. Young cabbage is the best. Soft, supple, easy to work with. During a visit to Ukraine in 05 for my cousin Oleg and Oksana's wedding, I had a chance to cook with my auntie in Ukraine and learn a few tricks of the trade from a pro in the homeland. For the wedding, to feed all the guests, my relatives butchered a pig. And of course, one of the things we had to do was render all the fat. Chocha Sofia and I added ground beef and pork to a large pot and put it in the stove. It sizzled, crackled, and the aroma was absolutely mouthwatering. It reminded me of my childhood days when Mom used to add shkvarki to the rice filling in her cabbage rolls. Chocho was happy enough just to have a bowl of rice and onions and shkvarki, but I convinced her that we should make holubtsi for supper. My husband Roman went to the garden and retrieved a head of crisp green cabbage. Then he cored and steamed it for us. Meanwhile, Chocho and I had put on 4 cups of rice to cook. In a frying pan, we had onion sauteing in pork fat. Oh my, the aroma was everywhere. Roman told us his mouth was watering when he was in the garden. Then we got to work rolling. 4 layers later, we added water and smothered the top with more shkvarki. A heart attack waiting to happen. Oh well. We covered them and put them to bake. As it turned out, we had an hour or so to kill before the family came home from shopping. Chocha decided to have a nap, so Roman and I decided to go for a stroll through the town of Rozdil. We didn't go far because we knew we had cabbage rolls baking in the oven. We saw yards that were a blaze of color, broad beans on tall stakes like teepees reaching for the sky, cabbages, beets, and onions ready for the picking. But we had to get back. As we turned the corner, the family had returned and already devoured 2 layers of the cabbage rolls. Need I say more? It seems everything tastes better in Ukraine. Maybe that's because it's made the old-fashioned way. Those cabbage rolls, they were so good, I thought I died and went to heaven. If your mouth is watering, imagining the aroma of bacon and onions frying, I would suggest for tonight's dinner to whip up a couple of dozen. The family will be glad that you did. If you're in a hurry or can't make it out to the restaurant, here's a quick and easy way to make lazy holubtsi. Shred a small head of cabbage. Make sure to discard the core. Chop up a medium onion and sauté with the cabbage in about 2 tablespoons of oil. Sauté until limp. Brown 1 pound of ground beef or pork and add it to 2 cups of cooked rice. Mix with the cabbage and onion mixture and add 1 tablespoon each of salt and pepper and garlic to taste, either crushed fresh garlic or garlic powder. Put the mixture into a casserole dish or small roaster. Add 1 can of tomato soup and mix well. Bake at 350 degrees for about an hour, till heated through, and enjoy. До побачення and смачного.
Thanks, Judy. Join us again next week for another edition of Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. The 18th annual Bloor West Village Toronto Ukrainian Festival, the world's largest Ukrainian street festival, will be in full swing September 12th to 14th. Performers from across Canada and the U.S., plus main stage headliners Teak Band from Ukraine and Edmonton's Shumka Dancers. Great food, displays, and a special Maidan recreation. Catch the Ukrainian spirit on Bloor Street West between Runnymede and Jane Subway stations. Find out more at ukrainianfestival.com and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Ontario, yours to discover.
This is Stefan Andrusiak from Rushnechok, and you're listening to Nash Holos with host Paulette McQuarrie. Дорогі слухачі, від всіх наших членів оркестри Рушнечок, великий привіт вам! Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш Голос».
I was about to donate a magazine collection to a seniors library when I paused to leaf through one of the issues. The publication is called «Крилаті». And I stopped abruptly, for there was a one-page article about Ukraine and the European Union I had all but forgotten about. This is the story of Anna Yaroslavna. When Francis King Henry lost his first wife, the widower king looked to all the European courts for a suitable regal partner. But most of the princesses were already related to him, and so it was that his envoy in what is today Ukraine recommended Anne of Kiev, the daughter of Yaroslav the Wise. That's right, Yaroslav Mudry. Anne married Henry in the cathedral in Reims in May of 1049, taking her oath on a Slavic Bible that survives in the city's library to this day. The union was a happy match, filled with mutual respect. She was an equestrian and was well-educated in politics and languages. According to the online source Wikipedia, Anna Yaroslavna participated fully in governing France. You see, she could read in 5 languages, whereas her husband, the king, was all but illiterate. Many French documents bear her signature. Written in Old Slavic, she would sign it Anna Riena, Anna Regina, Anna the Queen. Henry and Anna would have a son, who she named Philippe. It was a name not known at that time in Western Europe, and it came from her Eastern Orthodox roots, from the Greek name Philippos, and it means he who loves horses. At least one historian suggests that Philippe was also the name of the knight who protected and escorted Anna from her homeland to France. King Henri died in 1060, when Philippe was but 8 years old, and so Anna would continue to serve as regent on behalf of her son. She was the first female ruler of France. Anna Yaroslavna, the equestrian who would become Queen of France, died in 1075. Oiči tokinstuit is a traditional song, author unknown, and it asks the question, whose horse stands there? Whose horse stands there? That one, with the gray mane. We love and we love some more, from nightfall till daybreak. Is it better never to have known love? For when the sun rises, my love will soon be gone. Now, I've always taken for granted that the solitary steed was awaiting some dashing knight. But having just talked about Anna Yaroslavna, what if the rider were a female, a queen, leading the way through Europe and beyond? From Rushnechok Volume 1, The Solitary Steed, Oiči tokin stojit.
Oiči tokin stojit, što se van hrivonka, podobalas meni, podobalas meni ta ja divčinonka. Не так дівчина, як біле личенько, подай же, дівчино, подай же, гарна я на коня рученьку. Дівчина підійшла, рученьку подала, ой, лучше б я була, ой, лучше б я була, кохання не знала. Кохання, кохання, з вечора до як сонечко зійде, кохання прийде. Як сонечко зійде, кохання прийде. Сонечко зійде, кохання відійде. Як сонечко зійде, кохання відійде.
Що працює на народ, хліб не краде, не привласнює завод. Рівноправство для жінок в суспільному житті. Вони матері дітей, без них немає сім'ї. Сім'ям житло, щоб у них все було, щоб народжувати дітей і дитятко росло. Медицинська допомога незалежно від грошей, повноцінне лікування і для бідних людей. Бабусям, дідусям, які все побудували, пенсії попіднімати, щоб не голодували, щоб не стидно було вийти погулять, вдіти гарний костюм та гуцулку стати.
танцювати. Вільний доступ до ресурсів, незалежно від зв'язків, незалежно хто ти є і від статусу батьків. Вільний розвиток людей без державного пресу. Тільки так ми досягнемо прогресу. Ми поставим кінець, я за культ свободи всіх, хто зі мною молодець. Хто візьме хабаря, в космос полетить. В нас корупції не буде, тут таким нема де жить. Суботекс, алкоголь, метадон, нікотин. Кожний день пожирають дітей України. Я за овощі після спорту для всіх. Ча-ча-ча для старих і кунг-фу для малих. 600 тисяч українців помирає кожен рік, а іще половина емігрує. Може Україна не дожити цей вік. Крім нас, українців, ніхто неньку не врятує. Тисячу років ми воювали за нашу свободу, і що ми дістали? Грошей народу не було і немає. Він з голоду тихо здихає.
And a popular artist by the name of Arturo and a song called Revolution. Actually, that dates back to the Maidan era a few months ago, but certainly still is very much apropos for what is going on in Ukraine today. Arturo and Revolution. Ви слухаєте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» на багатомовній радіостанції АМ-1320 у місті Ванкувері. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on AM-1320 CHMB Vancouver. And now, Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Patryakova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Welcome to this week's look at Ukraine's Jewish heritage. The Legion of Ukrainian Siege Riflemen, Sichevi Strelci in Ukrainian, was the first Ukrainian military unit of the 20th century. The siege fought on the site of Austro-Hungary was dreams of independent Ukraine in the near future. Among the Sichevi Strelci were many Ukrainians of Jewish descent. Ludwig Rosenberg, also known as Volodymyr Chernyi, was a highly honored senior member of the Siege Riflemen. Unfortunately, in the early 1920s, he was seduced, then betrayed, by the communist ideology, which left him a broken and a marked man. One of our museum's founding members, Yaroslav Dashkevich, knew Rosenberg, who had been close friends with his parents, also well-known Ukrainian independence activists. Yaroslav's mother was Olena Stepanev, the first Ukrainian woman officer and a cornet of the Sichevi Strelci. His father, Roman Dashkevich, was a general in the Ukrainian National Republic Army. Yaroslav was born to Elena and Roman Dashkevich in 1925. He became an honorary scientist of Ukraine and an illustrious scholar who worked with the Rushevsky Institute of Archaeology at the National Academy of Sciences of Ukraine. In 2008, 2 years before he passed away, Professor Dashkevich shared his recollections of Ludwig Rosenberg with Dr. Yuri Oppelbaum, a historian at our center. A transcript of the interview and Rosenberg's complete memories can be found at our website. Yaroslav Dashkevich was 14 when he met Rosenberg, who came to visit his family in the fall of 1939. World War II was already underway, and Yaroslav's father had fled Lviv. Dashkevich recollected Rosenberg telling his mother about his brutal treatment while imprisoned in a Polish concentration camp and of his dream to settle down in Bielokamień. They also discussed the alarming situation emerging because of the war. Rosenberg's illusions towards communism had been shattered. He was again able to see the political reality from a purely Ukrainian national stance. And between the communists and the Nazis, Ukraine's future looked very grim. It was obvious that Rosenberg considered himself a Ukrainian. He spoke impeccable Ukrainian, and his letters written in Ukrainian are stored in the Central Historical Archive of Lviv. The feeling was mutual. At that time in Ukraine, Dashkevich recalled the ethnicity was irrelevant. What mattered was a person's attitude towards Ukrainian independence. Many Jewish Galicians were eager to join the Ukrainstvo, the Ukrainian identity and nationhood. The Ukrainian nationalists warmly welcomed them into the community. For Jews in Poland, it was much different. The Polish community was heavily influenced by the anti-Semitic propaganda of the Polish National Democratic Party. In Ukraine, however, Hitler's genocidal policy towards the Ukrainian Jewry was widely considered a crime against Ukraine as a country. Because of the strong sense of unity, many Ukrainians, including the commander of the Ukrainian insurgent army, Roman Shuhevich, willingly sheltered Jews from the Nazis, despite the danger. Freedom-loving Ukrainians, including many Jews, fought a losing battle between two evil forces during World War II. Millions lost their lives to one or the other. Former Sich rifleman Rosenberg lost his to the communists during Stalin's mass repressions in the Western Ukraine between 1939 and 1941. After Rosenberg's death, Yaroslav Dashkevich worked tirelessly towards reconciliation between the Ukrainians and the Jewish people. Not least of all because Jews helped him survive the years of Soviet oppression. In the Gulag and during the many times he faced starvation after being fired by the Soviet dictatorship for his dedication to Ukrainian national goals. The lives of Rosenberg and Dashkevich are only two of the legions of lives that symbolize the deep and strong historic bonds between Ukrainians and Jews, bonds which are a constant threat to outside forces with vested interests. You can find out more about Ludwig Rosenberg and Yaroslav Dashkevich at our website www.jewishheritage.org.ua. This is Renata Ganenets at the Faina Patryakova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art. Until the next time, shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Shchiro dyakuyu. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.
And that was a group from Ukraine called Luhansky Kozaki, which means Kozaki or Cossacks from Luhansk. And unfortunately, that is an area that is still the site of a lot of fighting, and Ukraine is still working hard to hold on to that area of Ukraine. Obviously, there are most Ukrainians there, most residents there wish to remain with Ukraine. So let's keep our fingers crossed and our thoughts and prayers going out to Ukraine that Luhansk does stay indeed within the borders of sovereign Ukraine. And again, that was Luhansky Kozaki with Hey Vidno Solo, a song dating back about 100 years or so. Hey, there's a village. Up next is another group from Ukraine. They hail from Kyiv, and they will actually be in Vancouver. They're in Canada right now, touring. They are called Dacha Bracha, and they are a quartet that melds various different musical styles into something that is very certainly considered world music by the non-Ukrainian scene. They are called Dacha Bracha, which means give take in Ukrainian. And some of the musical styles they merge are Indian, Arabic, African, Russian, and Australian traditional instrumentation, and some very interesting vocals, very much, I'd say, reminiscent of the traditional Billy Hollis style. And they will be performing at the Rio Theater at 1660 East Broadway in Vancouver on August the 31st at 8 p.m. Tickets are $22 in advance, $25 at the door. You can get your tickets online at caravanbc.com, or you can order them by phone at 1-800-838-3006. As well, you can visit High Life Records or Banyan Books and get your tickets there for Dacha Bracha on Sunday, August 31st at 8 p.m. at the Rio Theater. Meanwhile, here is a sneak preview for you. Karpatsky Rap by Dacha Bracha.
Послухайте, люди добрі, що хочу казати. Я хочу про всіх хлопців співанку співати. Як би знала моя мамко, що то може Дмитро, ти би з мене щонеділи і збирала хитро. Як би знала моя мамко, що може Михайло, ти би з мене щонеділи і збирала файно.
Андрій, як не вежу, марно пропадаю. Андрій, як не важко, ні кошу, ні фону. І Лавкові дала руку та пішла додому. І Лавкові дала руку Грецькові кузину, а Семена обнімає, як малу дитину. І пішла я додому, ішла по присадивки, а там Неста Атанасі, мої чорнобривки. Та то мої маленькі, бо й у мене перехвати за соломія. Я пиріжки наварила, нема маковія. Нема того маковія, нема його тата. Коби мене мама дала, за тобою мата. За тобою мата. За тобою мата. О, за тобою мата.
За тобою мата.
Як буде хотіти, цієї ночі у півночі снило ми сидимо. Як не озьме мене Козьма, то озьме Данило. А в Данила файна нива, але стара хата. Я не піду за Данила, піду за Сафаша. Піду той за Славка, піду за яким. А який маколи конів, який макуроли. Як які мене не возьме, будьте всі здорові. Ми ж дізнали люди добрі, як перебирала. А ось цю співаночку я вам не співала.
What's coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community.
On Wednesdays, catch Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting live from Nanaimo to North and Central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Washington State, and Greater Vancouver. Wednesdays from 12 to 1 p.m. on CHLY 101.7 FM, Radio Malaspina. On Friday, there's a pierogi supper at St. Mary's Ukrainian Orthodox Center, 13512 108th Avenue in Surrey. Doors are open from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. For more information, call 604-531-1923 or visit their website, www.uocstmarysurrey.com. On Sunday, August 31st, Dacha Bracha performs at the Real Theatre, 1660 East Broadway in Vancouver at 8 p.m. Tickets are $22 in advance, $25 at the door. Available online at caravanbc.com, by phone 1-800-838-3006, or you can pick them up at High Life Records or Banyan Books. That's Sunday, August 31st for Dacha Bracha with special guests, Vancouver's very own Zelia. Contact TV airs on multicultural channel Omni 1 and on Channel 8 on Shaw Cable Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. with a repeat broadcast the following Monday at noon. If you have announcements or story ideas you'd like aired on Contact, please email them at studio@contact.ca. That's studio@kontakt.ca. And at 5 p.m. Sunday evening, slip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver and join me for another hour of fun here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, you'll find upcoming events, program information, audio archives, podcast feeds, and much more at www.nashholos.com.
Hello, I'm Vasily Polovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos. Sometime around my 8th birthday in October of 1970, I was an extremely confused youngster when I saw soldiers on the streets in Montreal. It was hard for my parents to explain what was going on, but on October 16th, 3 days after my birthday, I, for the very first time, heard the words, the War Measures Act. Though this act was not something new that the Liberal government under Pierre Elliott Trudeau had dreamt up, it had its roots in a period that seemed so far in the past for me as an 8-year-old boy. The War Measures Act was first adopted on August 4th, 1914, shortly after Britain had entered the First World War. By the outbreak of the war in Europe, no fewer than 171,000 immigrants who settled in Canada were considered ethnically Ukrainian, mostly coming from Galicia, which was part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. And somehow back then, practically overnight, they had become the bad guys. And by extension, those who had come from that part of the world were labeled as enemy aliens. Close to 80,000 individuals were given this label, most of whom were also Ukrainian. They were issued identity papers which they had to carry on their person at all times and had to check in with the local police on a weekly basis to have these papers stamped. It was not uncommon that police demanded payment in order to get the required stamp, though there were others that were herded up like cattle and shipped off to places like Spirit Lake, Quebec, Castle Mountain, Alberta, and Otter Creek, British Columbia. They were not only obliged to build the camps in which they were interned, but were used on government projects, and their labor was often exploited. Internment of Ukrainians dealt not only a financial blow to the communities throughout the country, but also a psychological blow to those interned. According to the officer commanding the internment operations, Major General Sir William Dillon Otter, a total of 8,579 men, including some women and children, were held in 24 concentration camps set up across Canada. This black page in Canadian history was long overlooked. After 2 decades of lobbying and waiting, Canada's Ukrainian community finally saw Bill C-331 become law. Led a press release from the Office of the Member of Parliament, Inky Mark, on November 28, 2005, who had originally introduced the bill to the House of Commons. Bill C-331, the Internment of Persons of Ukrainian Origin Recognition Act. The following year, Mark received award of recognition for his efforts on August 4, 2006, at the opening ceremonies of the National Ukrainian Festival in Dauphin, Manitoba, 92 years to the date that the War Measures Act was adopted. I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Capsule featured Canada's first internment operations during the First World War.
Ходжу по Канаді та милі рахою, ходжу по Канаді та милі рахою, день я ніч захопить там переночою. Гей-я, гей, там переночую. Ночував я в гаю, гаю зелененькі. Ночував я в гаю, гаю зелененькі. Там плаче за мною жінка молоденька. Гей-я, гей, жінка молоденька. Жінка молоденька та й дрібненькі діти. Жінка молоденька та й дрібненькі діти. Прийшов до Канади за щастям я діти. Гей-я, гей, за щастям я діти. По високій горі трава сяко лише, по високій горі трава сяко лише, десь моя миленька до мене лис пише. Гей-я-гей, дрібненьке лис пише. Пише вона, пише дрібними буквами. Пише вона, пише дрібними буквами. Коли я почитав, умився сльозами. Гей-я-гей, я вмився сльозами. Чекав я на листа місяць та годину. Чекав я на листа місяць та годину. Не видів я листа ні своєї родини. Гей, я гей, ні своєї родини. Канадо, Канадо, яка ж ти зрадлива. Канадо, Канадо, яка ж ти зрадлива. Не одного мужа жінко розлучила. Гей-я, гей, жінко розлучила.
And that was Zelia with a song called Hoje Por Canadá, I Walk Across Canada, a song about an immigrant who left his family back in Ukraine, came to Canada around the turn of the century, World War I era, and found that his letters home were unanswered, and he wandered his new country all very alone. Zelia from their first CD, self-titled, and again, Zelia will be opening for Dacha Bracha a week today. Ну, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Так якось буває, що і брехунь на брехню нарікає. And our proverb of the week translates as, even a liar condemns lies. Well, that just about wraps it up for another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. So to take things home, we've got the West Coast Dulcimer Duo from the Fraser Valley and the Mukachevo Kolomeka. I'm Pavlina on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320. Thanks for listening and Dobranich!